From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Some years ago, I was in a production of Two Gentlemen of Verona at the Marin Shakespeare Company, and among the large cast was a very pretty young woman who had an equally attractive name, Mayrin, which I found out later is an Irish Gaelic name which means Star of the Sea. She was an acting intern that summer during her senior year of college in Boston, where she was studying theater arts. I lost contact with her for a few years until one evening I was pleasantly surprised to see her on stage again in the master's program at the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, where I learned she was continuing her acting training. Fast forward another few years, and lo and behold, after spending time in regional theaters around the country, where her credits include leading roles in Pride and Prejudice and Hamlet, and at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, the Vibrator play at the Wilma Theater in Philadelphia, Dracula at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, and a world premiere of The Farm with the Shotgun Players in Berkeley, Mayrin, the Star of the Sea, is now a leading lady and a star in the theater world. You may also have seen her in the popular TV series The Good Wife. She currently lives in New York City, and she's back here in the Bay Area starring as Desdemona in the highly acclaimed new production of Othello, directed by Jason Minadakis, and currently playing at the Marin Theatre Company in Mill Valley. I'm delighted that she agreed to come on the show today so I can catch up on what the past few years have been like for today's guest on the field trip, Miss Mayrin Lee. So, Mayrin, welcome to the field trip.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, congratulations on a wonderful job as Desdemona. The show is terrific, and you're delightful in the role.
Thank you so much.
Tell me how you were cast in as Desdemona. Did you have to audition?
Yes. I auditioned for Jason 2 years ago at the end of my time at ACT, and so we were sort of in each other's field of vision. And when he came to New York last April to audition for Othello, he contacted me and asked me to audition, and so we met up in New York. You know, I read some sides for him, and he called me a week or two later.
Were you happy to be able to come back to the Bay Area to do a show?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. That's been one of the cool perks of this job. I've gotten to see, you know, different parts of the country, but it's really, really, really nice to be able to spend time back in the Bay Area and, you know, be around friends and family and the artistic community that I grew up in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the role of Desdemona. What do you think the biggest challenge is in doing Shakespeare, and in particular Desdemona, a difficult role?
Well, I think there's a particular challenge in this piece because all of the other characters in the play are soldiers. Traditionally, Amelia and Bianca, the other two women in the show, are not in the army, but Jason conceived the piece so that they were members of the Venetian army for Amelia and the mercenary Cypriot army for Bianca. So she's really the only civilian in a world of non-civilians, and I'm the only person wearing a dress. Everybody else is in leather and swords, and so that immediately sets her apart. And it was a matter of figuring out how she fits into the world as sort of an outsider and how different she is from everybody else.
Tell me this. You're on stage a lot of the time with Aldo Billingsley, who is a wonderful actor and huge on stage in more ways than one. Huge voice, huge man, huge part. How does that work for you?
It's been good. I mean, Aldo is just beyond lovely to work with. He's an incredibly generous actor. He's done the part 3 times before and also did it up at Ashland, I believe, as a member of the ensemble there. So it's his 5th time with the play. It's been in his body for years and years, and that's really exciting to be with because it's my first time working on the piece and my first time with the language. In terms of the sort of physical differences between us, I mean, he's literally 1 foot taller than I am, so I spend a great deal of time looking up to him, literally. And we just sort of had to figure out how to negotiate that physical distance between us. So we had to choreograph you know, the parts where we are physically together, and how do you lift me up into your arms, and, you know, how do we interact together physically was something we really had to think about for that.
That must have been fun. Did you have some laughs doing that?
Yes, we did. We did, and we also had a neck injury doing it,
Uh-oh.
Too.
Yours or his?
Mine. Oh. I re-sprained my trapezius from a gig I did back in the fall. So that's when I thought, okay, we really need to figure out how this is going to happen, because now, you know, I have something else to think about in the mix.
Well, I know, was it last year, you did two shows at Pennsylvania Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You did Hamlet and also Pride and Prejudice. Was that in rep?
Yes, it was in rep.
So were you rehearsing in both shows at the same time? How did that work?
It was really fun, and it was quite a bit of work. We would split the day in half. So we would spend the first half of the day with Pride and Prejudice, and then we would move to Hamlet or vice versa. But oftentimes, when I wasn't being used in Hamlet, because Ophelia actually isn't in the play very much, she's only in five scenes, I would be working on scenes from Pride and Prejudice, because the part I was playing in that, Elizabeth Bennet, is literally on stage for, you know, the entire 2+ hours. So it was quite a balancing act, but the company there is unbelievable, and it's at DeSales University in Pennsylvania, just a beautiful place to work. So that was really a dream job.
Yeah, two great roles, really.
Yeah.
Well, here's another review of a role that you performed in the past. Although there are only four performers in the play, a few highlights come to mind. Mayrin Lee was outstanding in a performance as Sylvia. She was clothed in a tan sweater with the addition of various outfits. She was a very spunky character and had the ability to throw herself around the stage and flop on the furniture. Well, for those not familiar with that play, tell us about your role in Sylvia.
Oh, man, that was really fun. That was my sophomore year of Boston College, and I was really surprised to be cast in that part. I guess because I hadn't done as much comedy as I had drama, and it was my first huge big stab at doing something very big and broad in terms of the comedic requirements of it. But it was really fun. I mean, it was just a blast. It's, you know, it's a silly play, but it's also very sweet. And I remember I used to eat a huge brownie about an hour and a half before the show. And I think the sugar surge helped a lot for the energy.
And what is the role?
Well, the play is about a man who brings home, quote, another woman, which is actually a dog. So he brings a dog home to his wife, but the dog is played by a human character and speaks and has interactions with them as if she was a human. You know, but the running joke in the play is that the husband pays more attention to the dog, to the other woman, than he does to his wife.
Right. So did you have fun throwing yourself around the stage and flopping on the furniture?
Yeah, I had a blast. It was fun.
I bet.
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen you do any comedy, except for the little thing that we did a few years ago. So you've been doing a lot more Shakespeare in straight roles, yeah?
Yeah, although, I mean, Pride and Prejudice, everything has comedic elements to it. Pride and Prejudice certainly did. The vibrator play that I did at the Wilma.
Talk about that a bit, the vibrator play. That's Sarah Rule's thing, right?
Yes. I love Sarah Rule. I think she's an unbelievable playwright. Beautiful poetry. And I'd been dying to do a play of hers, and auditioned for it and got the part. And it's about sort of the invention of electricity and how that changes our daily lives, and the invention of the electrical vibrator in medical practice used to relieve hysteria in women. And the two main parts are Dr. Givings, who administers the treatment to women, and his wife, Mrs. Givings, who he keeps sheltered from his work and her increasing curiosity about the screams coming from behind the operating room door.
And you played Mrs. Givings?
I played Mrs. Givings, yes.
It's a fabulous role and a great show.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was lovely.
Well, when I caught up with you, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago or so, it was at a show called Her Naked Skin at ACT's Zoom Theater. Tell me about that role. That was a really terrific play.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. Jonathan Moscone directed it, and he was one of our acting teachers at ACT, so it was great to do a show where he was directing us. And it's about the women's suffrage movement in England. I think I played three ensemble roles. One was an old woman, one was a suffragette, and one was a waitress at a hotel. And it was a really fun track. It was my third time playing someone over the age of 65 in grad school, so it became a bit of a running joke in the class that I was everyone's favorite senior citizen.
Which is odd, because you look so young, and in fact, what, you're in your mid-20s, and you were playing Desdemona, who's a teenager.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, let me ask you on a personal note, what's life like for you in New York?
It is high-paced. I do my best to sort of remain grounded amongst that. But it's a balance, you know, it's a balance of auditioning and business stuff and, you know, everyday life things like going to the gym, which is harder than it is here because, you know, you have to take the subway, walk to the gym. It's not like you can just get in your car and you're there in 5 minutes. And, you know, doing part-time jobs when you're not doing acting stuff to pay the bills.
Sure, the life of an actress, right? And are you auditioning a lot?
Yeah, I have really great agents out there who I work with, and they send me out for all of the, you know, the quote legit stuff. So theater and film, I don't work with a commercial agent, so I don't really do the commercial side of it right now.
I'm not interested in that?
I am, and I should be, but I just haven't quite gotten around to nailing down an agent. I was freelancing with someone for a while, but since I've spent so much time out of town doing theater work, it's been really hard to sort of keep up with that in the spurts of time that I'm back in New York.
Sure.
Yeah.
So when you're away, and, you know, in the life of an actress, it must be hard because you get together with a group of people, you get very close to them for a short space of time, and then goodbye. You may never see them again, or it may be a few years until you see them. Do you like that, or does it tug at your heartstrings?
Well, it gets easier, that's for sure.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.